the soldier, they get the manual. They get a manual for everything. They get what they call standard operating procedures. They get SOPs, what they may call it. God has given us a manual. And we'll talk more about that later. But he's given us a manual too. But the main thing is to know that you have to have the strength in the Lord. That's the first part. It goes on to say that we must have the strength in the power of his might. Power of his might. Strength. Power. Power is talking about the Greek word kratos, which means unlimited power. Unlimited. It's infinite. And also it says the power of his might, which comes from the Greek word istuos, which means ability and force. So when we put them all together, we're looking at unlimited ability, unlimited force. See, what God says, God has unlimited ability. We must be strengthened by his unlimited ability to do anything that's out there. And as we look back on the definition of strength, it says it was talked about having or marked by great physical power. When it says marked, when you make a mark on it, you put a line. You put a limit. See, man's ability is limited. You can only do but so much. Your strength is limited. You can only lift, let's say, but so many poundage. I might give you 5 or 10 pounds, but I'll give you 800 pounds. I'll tell you, lift that. You can't lift that, most men. Or how long can you do it? Strength is limited. Also, our money is limited. For most of us, and all of us not billionaires, our money is limited. Our knowledge is limited. We don't have unlimited brains. We don't have unlimited smarts. Some of us may think we are, but we don't have unlimited of anything. All of our physical prowess is limited. But the Bible tells us his thing is unlimited. For God says, I am the one that made you. I am the one that healeth you. I'm reminded about the creator of Apple, the one who made the iPad, the iPhone. He was a great intellectual source. He was a great knowledge. And with his intellectual knowledge, he had great resources. He had great wealth. So in the terms of strength, he was very strong in those very areas. He didn't have no lack in those areas. But I'm here to tell you, when sickness came upon this man, his unlimited resources and his money and his power and his knowledge could not buy or could not attain the thing to give him his to remove that sickness, could remove that disease. So he was left where his all his strength that he had gained, and this is not to mock the man, but this is just telling for man in general, our abilities are limited. And he died with all his resources that could not help him. But God's resources, his power is unlimited. The Bible states, I am the one that healeth all your diseases. The Bible states that, the manual tells us that. He can heal all diseases, no matter what you're going through. God can heal it. As we look back on the definition of suicide, the male clinic says that they don't have, it states that the people that don't have no hope, when they are suicidal, they have no hope for what's going on. See, they can only go by what, we can only go by what we can see. We are limited by what you can only look for so long, look so far. But see, God's letting us know, your situation may look hopeless. It may look like there is no way, is nothing happening. But see, man looks on the things that are are not eternal. God's thing, he looks on the external. He looks past. We only go by what we can see. But God goes on the unseen. We don't see what God can do in the midnight hour. The things that we don't see, him doing things behind the scenes. I'm reminded about a person that, you know, that our ministry, had sickness, had cancer, and God, through prayer, moved that cancer. Moved the diseases, moved tumors. But it was nothing but by the Spirit of the Lord. He says, the Word of God says, not by power, not by might. Now he's not talking about ours, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord. His Spirit moved. His Spirit gave Jesus the amount of strength to go through. How many people would go through knowing they're about to get crucified, but go on through with him and knew that was coming? Only a person who had the strength to deal with that. Now, I'm not going to tell you that he didn't, the flesh man didn't feel at one time, didn't think he can go through it. Sometimes we're not going to feel like we can go through things. But if we keep in contact with the Spirit, it tells us that Jesus cried and he prayed. He prayed with great drops of blood. He prayed with great drops of blood came upon him. But the strength, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. See, the Spirit gave him the strength to move on with what he had to do. See, he didn't look at his ability. He looked at God's ability. He said, God's ability, you take this life, but in 3 days, I'll raise it back up. See, that's looking at the ability of God. We can't look at our own ability. If we get strengthened, we must get strengthened by what God can do and not by us. We must remove any type of unbelief in our minds, in our hearts. God's letting us know that his strength can do it. But we must be strengthened by what he can do and not we can do. And when we get strengthened in what he can do, we are all powerful. He says, we are overcomers. As it says in Romans, we are more than overcomers. But we must be strengthened in the areas, strengthened in the inside, in the Lord. And we must be strengthened in the power of his might. Some of you out there today don't know the future of what you can see in your life. May look bleak right now. It may look like there's no hope. You don't see no growth. But I am here to tell you, if you just keep, hallelujah, keep the strength of God, keep that man strengthened on the inside of you. Be strengthened by his Spirit. And as you feed that Spirit, so how do we feed that Spirit? We feed that Spirit by prayer. Now, people might look at prayer as something that's, it's something it doesn't work. It's something that doesn't happen. You know, you just can pray and nothing's going to happen there. But those unbelief, prayer is through the Spirit, where the Spirit man gets strengthened in. And as Jesus started to pray, that's where he got strength from. When he went through all what he went through the temptations in Matthew chapter 4, as he'd been tempted by Satan, he got strengthened back after all had been gone, strengthened back in the Lord by through prayer. He went to God and he got strength back again. He got rejuvenated. We must do the same. We must do the same and know that through his power and his might, we can overcome. You can overcome your finances. You can overcome death. Many types of depression come with a loss of loved one. But I'm here to tell you, through the strength of the Lord, you can overcome it. You can pull yourself out of depression. You can pull, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord will pull you out of anxiety. He'll pull you out of worry. He can pull you out of, let's say, bitterness. But we must know the strength of God. Knowing the strength and knowing what it can do. Be confident and knowing his ability. Never losing track. Never losing sight of it. We just want to give God the glory. And as I pray for those out there right now, I pray that you listen to this word. I pray that this strengthens you, get understanding, strengthen your heart, and know that if I get strength in the Lord, I'll be able to handle whatever life comes against me. I can handle this battle. I can handle what's coming upon me. Whatever situation I'm put in, I have the strength to combat it. It says, the word of God says, all things are possible to them that believe. All things. That means nothing is too hard for God. He comes back in Isaiah, he says, his arm is not too slack. It's not too short. It can't help you. Nothing is too hard. I don't care what sickness, whatever thing is coming upon you right now, as I pray for you right now. Touch them, Lord, to bless them, Father, to know that God can bless them and strengthen their spirit. And he can remove whatever comes in their life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we just thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God, we thank you for disciple combat. This is the first part. Know where your strength lies and know where it comes from. It's time for us to fight the battle and win this battle. Pastor Ted Green.